Editor. Mayor Sean Krausert's recent video, accessible on his Facebook page, defending the livability tax program is impassioned and highlights his commitment to preserving Canmore's character, but it raises significant questions about its assumptions and effectiveness. While his dedication is clear, the program's foundation and implications warrant closer scrutiny. The mayor claims that second homeownership poses an existential threat to Canmore and that the program is critical to keeping the town livable for young families. Yet, this assertion isn't supported by local data. According to Alberta school enrollment records, Canmore's student numbers have been growing steadily, not declining. If schools and young families were truly at risk, one would expect enrollment to drop, not rise. Moreover, the town's tax revenues are booming. From 2018 to 2024, continue to increase despite Canmore's modest permanent population growth. Second homeownership has undoubtedly contributed to this windfall. Second homeowners pay full property taxes without burdening infrastructure or schools. How does the town reconcile such financial benefits with the claim of existential harm? The program's implementation is also troubling. The mayor's interpretation of 60 consecutive days as a home base stretches the common understanding of residency, leaving it vulnerable to legal challenges. Terms like continuous occupancy lack clarity and could alienate second homeowners who otherwise feel connected to Canmore. Meanwhile, dismissing second homeowners as outsiders undermines their contributions to local businesses, trades, and the community's economic vitality. Letters in this very forum have noted the growing divisiveness caused by this tax, which risks creating an us versus them mentality. The mayor himself said Canmore's livability depends on everyone working together. Yet, this tax pits full-time residents against part-time ones, punishing the latter for decisions that were encouraged by years of Canmore's promotion as a desirable second home destination. If Canmore truly faces a housing crisis, the solution lies in thoughtful collaboration, not blanket policies that strain community ties. Livability is built through mutual respect, not adversarial policies. Mayor Krausert's vision may aim to preserve Canmore's character, but this tax could harm the very spirit he seeks to protect. Jim Pycroft. Canmore.